This is Akashvani, Itanagar, the news read by Narang Koyang. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Prime Minister Jonas Gahr Støre held restricted and delegation-level talks in Oslo today. The two leaders agreed to elevate India-Norway relations to a green strategic partnership, marking a significant milestone in enhancing cooperation in the fields of clean energy, blue economy and green transition. During the talks, the leaders reviewed the entire spectrum of bilateral relations and agreed to further strengthen cooperation in areas including trade and investment, blue economy, circular economy, renewable energy, education, science and technology, artificial intelligence, space and Arctic region. Both leaders also noted the vast opportunities arising from the India EFTA Trade and Economic Partnership Agreement, particularly in trade, technology collaboration and job creation. Following the talks, the two leaders issued a joint press statement. Governor Lieutenant General K.T. Parnayak, retired, called on the Chief of Defence Staff General Anil Chauhan in New Delhi today. They discussed national security issues with special focus on Arunachal Pradesh, including border security, the Vibrant Village program and the implementation of goodwill projects in frontier areas. Drawing from his recent visits to remote areas of Arunachal Pradesh, the governor shared his observations on the prevailing security situation and the level of preparedness along the international border. He also expressed concern over the challenges posed by porous stretches along the eastern border and emphasized the importance of the strengthening border management and infrastructure. The governor appreciated the role of armed forces in Arunachal Pradesh for maintaining close coordination with the state government. Minister for Transport, Ojing Tasing, today convened a review meeting to assess preparations for the upcoming Golden Jubilee celebrations of the Transport Department at Khonsa. During the meeting, the minister reviewed the progress of various preparatory works undertaken so far and briefed the gathering on the programs and activities plan for the grand celebration. Discussions focused on ensuring smooth coordination among all stakeholders, strengthening security arrangements, and ensuring active support from the district administration and local community to make the event a grand success. The minister further informed that 20 modern buses will be flagged off during the occasion. Chairman of Arunachal Pradesh State Food Commission, Tar Tarak, led a joint evaluation of the National Food Security Act at the Golden Jubilee Conference Hall Zero today. The high-level gathering brought together administrative leaders from both Lower Subansiri and key Panyon districts focusing on a shared goal, ensuring that every eligible citizen received a rightful share of nutrition with dignity and ease. Officials from the health and social welfare sectors, including CDPOs and the DMO, spoke about the challenges of managing programs like the Supplementary Nutrition Program and Janani Suraksha Yojana amidst funding constraints. The reports highlighted the day-to-day realities of frontline service delivery in the region. A five-day peak potential adventure and leadership training program was inaugurated yesterday at Wangu village in West Kameng district. Initiated by Dr. Ansu Jen Senpa, the program focuses on life transformational training designed to help students explore their true potential and develop the courage and determination needed to face future challenges confidently. Speaking on the occasion, MLA Sitan Chombe appreciated the efforts of Dr. Jem Senpa and stated that programs of this nature play a vital role in empowering youth, inspiring resilience and guiding them towards growth and excellence. Ms. Ruby Lombu from Arunachal Pradesh has created history by becoming the first MTB coach from the state, selected by the Sports Authority of India for Team India at the Asian Bike Mountain Bike Championships 2026 in Tashkent, Uzbekistan. Ms. Ruby is the only female coach from the state. Congratulating Ms. Lombu on the achievement, Chief Minister Pema Khandu in a social media post wished Ms. Ruby Lombu and Team India great success at the upcoming Asian MTB Championships. The Spearhead Division under the aegis of Spear Corps conducted a week-long self-defense training camp for students of Class 6 and above at Mechuca Valley School. The training camp was conducted by qualified instructors of the Indian Army and focused on promoting physical fitness, discipline and self-defense awareness among students. That is all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.